Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Haley and Georgie with your 9am Zedlines.
In local news, a recent report has revealed that the developer behind the plans to construct a Trump Tower on the Gold Coast used to run a development business that left creditors short by $28 million. According to a liquidator's report, the developer David Young was considered largely uncontactable and neglected to file important financial documents following the collapse of the company in 2010. The liquidator alleged that they referred the matter to the Australian Securities and Investments Commission to help get Mr. Young to fulfill his obligations, but the commission was unable to locate Mr. Young or prosecute him. The commission has since declined to comment on the matter.
A business believed to have spread invasive fire ants to central Queensland could face penalties, including a fine of up to $500,000 or jail time. The National Fire Ant Eradication Program has finalized its investigation into a shipment of bricks that spread nests to five mine sites in the Bowen Basin. Director of Specialist Operation Sean Kelly said the pallet of bricks came from a biosecurity zone within southeast Queensland where fire ant nests were widespread. Tracing of the brick shipment revealed nests in four mines in the Central Highland and Isaac Council regions, prompting authorities to restrict movements of materials like soil near the detections. The NFAEP has this week restarted aerial baiting treatment in central Queensland. Helicopter crews will be flying over mine sites, dropping corn grit baits soaked in soybean oil.
In national news, Australian rock band Amyl and the Sniffers have entered a photoshoot rights legal battle between lead singer Amy Taylor and US-based photographer Jamie Nelson. Taylor took Nelson to court over selling fine art prints of the singer after their manager had rejected Nelson's request to sell the photos, claiming exploitation of her image. The photographer is now countersuing over the band allegedly infringing copyright law via reposting his images on Instagram, requesting that the judge dismiss the case without a trial.
An Australian service dog who located rocket-propelled grenade launchers, ammunition, firearms, and explosive devices in Afghanistan has been recognized for her military services. In July 2007, explosive detection dog Flojo became the first Australian service dog to locate an improvised explosive device in Afghanistan. She would go on to serve four deployments in Afghanistan for over 6 years. Sergeant Moss has adopted Flojo when she retired in 2012, and Flojo still stays involved, becoming the only non-human member of the Turangawa RSL Club in North Queensland.
In international news, it's a big week for dinosaur fans and paleo pals, as a new species of Spinosaurid has been discovered. Named the Spinosaurus mirabilis and branded the Dinosaur from Hell, this horned prehistoric predator's fossils were recently recovered far inland in the Africa Sahara, revealing it to be a new species, as Spinosaurid bones had previously only been found near coastlines. This find was so sudden and amazing, it was really emotional for our team, said the professor from the University of Chicago who led the discovery.
For your weather today, weather I hardly know her, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of showers. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band.
That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast.